WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Barry Unsworth won England's Booker Prize for his novel Sacred Hunger about the slave trade in 18th century Liverpool. His new novel, Morality Play, goes back even further in time to 14th century England. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
I was reading Barry Unsworth's spooky new novel, Morality Play, last Monday when I heard the news that Kingsley Amis had died. There was a bleak time in my life when I would buck myself up by reading Amis's satiric masterpiece, Lucky Jim, just about every 6 months. It had the same inspirational effect on me that Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, has on 12-year-old boys. I still know many of the novel's wittiest passages practically by heart, and that Monday morning, hearing of Amis's death with Unsworth's medieval mystery in my hands, I naturally thought of the damning judgment Amis had rendered of the Middle Ages in Lucky Jim. Amis wrote, "Those who profess themselves unable to believe in the reality of human progress ought to cheer themselves up by a short study of the Middle Ages. The hydrogen bomb, Chiang Kai-shek, Senator McCarthy himself would then seem a light price to pay for no longer being in the Middle Ages. Had people ever been as nasty, as self-indulgent, as dull, as cocksure, as dismally ludicrous, or as wrong as they'd been in the Middle Ages?" It's proof of just how compelling Unsworth's eerie vision of the 14th century is that even Amis's comically corrosive words can't break its spell. Unsworth himself is no romancer of merry old England. His spare prose makes a reader feel everyday medieval discomforts, like the bite of vermin in straw bedding and the reek of bodies wasted by the Black Death. But while the world of Morality Play may be a shadowy place, a mere torchlit anteroom to the afterlife, it's also a place where misery is relieved by the bright magic of religion and art. Our guide into this world is a young fugitive priest named Nicholas Barber. 6 months before the novel opens, Nicholas had run away from his dreary task of transcribing manuscripts. Now he's roaming the winter woods alone. He comes upon a troupe of starving actors who travel the countryside performing the religious mystery plays. He joins them, and when fate leads the actors into a town where a boy has just been murdered, they devise the novel idea of creating a secular play based on the crime. Like so many feudal versions of Sergeant Joe Friday, the actors go round the town gathering facts about the murder for their play. But their final reckless performance goes too far in its riddling solutions and incurs the lordly wrath of the prime suspect. The boy's murder is just a red herring here. The mystery Morality Play really explores is the sacred origins of the murder mystery form itself. Like those detective novel theologians G.K. Chesterton and Dorothy Sayers, Unsworth reminds us that all mysteries are spiritually charged tales of sin and reckoning, if not in this life, then the next. That's one advantage the 14th century has over modern times. People then had the comfort of uniformly believing in a heaven and a hell. I'm not sure where Kingsley Amis is, but unlike many other critics who never forgave him for his devolution into a sherry-swilling royalist bore, if I were guarding the pearly gates, I'd absolve Amis of all his other literary sins for the sake of one miraculously funny novel.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Morality Play by Barry Unsworth.